Kenya's rival politicians signed a power-sharing agreement yesterday and shook hands after weeks of bitter negotiations on how to end the country's deadly post-election crisis. The Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, or CAFOD, welcomed the peace deal but warned that the country still faces huge challenges to rebuild lives. CAFOD spokesperson Peter Mageci told us it will take a long time before people are ready to return to their homes.
We feel very strongly that this will be the start of a process of hopefully the country returning to normal, and that the people that have been most badly affected by the conflict over the last couple of months, who've been displaced from their homes, will be able to get the kind of support and assistance that they need from our own organisation and the other church partners and networks that we're working with. But I think this is one of the interesting points about yesterday. It's clearly a good thing that the political kind of process has started, but it will be a long time before people feel confident to return back to where they've been displaced from. Other things need to be put in place to give them the confidence to consider going back.